What's up, friends? I'm here with a good friend of mine, Firas Abukadije.
Firas is the founder and CEO of Socket. Socket helps to protect some of the best engineering teams out there with their developer-first security platform. They protect your code from both vulnerable and malicious dependencies. So we've known each other for a while now, Firas. Well, let's imagine somehow I've landed myself a Vercel. And because I'm a big fan of you, I understand what Socket is, but I don't know how to explain it to anybody else there. I've brought you into a meeting. We're considering Socket because we want to secure dependencies. We want to ship faster. We want everything that you promise from Socket. How do you explain Socket to my team at Vercel?
Yeah, Socket is a developer-first security platform that stops vulnerable and malicious open source dependencies from infiltrating your most critical apps. So we do that by focusing on real threats and keeping out all the types of risks that are out there in open source dependencies. Everything from malicious dependencies, typo squad attacks, backdoors, risky dependencies, dependencies with hidden behavior. There's all kinds of risks out there, a lot of reasons why a dependency might be bad news. And Socket can help you as a developer just keep all that out of your app, and keep things nice and clean and pristine amongst your dependencies.
I saw recently Dracula. I'm a fan of Dracula. I don't know about you, but I love that theme. Big fan of Zena Rocha. And I saw there was like a misspelling there. And so because Dracula is installed on VS Code and lots of different places, I saw there was a typo squat sitting there that had different intentions than obviously Dracula did. Is that an example of what you mean?
Absolutely, yeah. Dracula, that's a perfect example. It's super common these days to see that type of an attack where you see a common dependency that you have an attacker just pretending to be that dependency, typoing the name of it by one letter and then trying to get unsuspecting developers to install it. Unfortunately, we're seeing more and more of these types of attacks in the community, and they're taking advantage of the trust in open source. As developers, we need to be more aware of the dependencies we're using and make sure that we're not pulling in anything that could risk the data of our users or cause, you know, a big breach at our companies. And so part of that is obviously being more careful and asking questions and looking more carefully at the dependencies we use. But also part of that is tooling. It's really a hard problem to solve just on your own as a single developer. And so bringing in a tool like Socket can really help automate a lot of that work for you. It just sort of sits there in the background. It's really, really quiet. It doesn't create a lot of noise. But if you were to pull in something that was backdoored or compromised in some way, we would jump into action right in the PR or right in your editor, or even as early as you browse the web. We have a web extension that can actually give you information if you're looking at a package that's dangerous, or if you're browsing, you know, Stack Overflow and you see somebody saying, hey, just install this dependency to solve your problems. A lot of times even that can be a way to get the attacker's code onto your machine. So Socket jumps in at all those different places and can tell you if something is dangerous and stop you from owning yourself.
Yes, don't get yourself owned. Use Socket. Check them out. Socket.dev. Big fan of you, Firas. Big fan of what you're doing with Socket. Proactive versus reactive, to me, is the ultimate shift left for developers. It is totally developer first. Check it out. Socket.dev. Install the GitHub app, too easy, or book a demo. Once again, Socket.dev. That's Socket.dev.